Bill's Focus is presented by Atwal Eye Care, the official LASIK provider of the Buffalo Bills.
It's finally here, a home preseason game for Buffalo, and the Bills will do it against an opponent they faced just last season in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Hello again, everybody. Chris Brown along with John Murphy. And Murph, the pressure is on for the first team offense to find the end zone.
Yeah, they haven't been there yet this season, this preseason. Through three preseason games, the Buffalo Bills first team offense is 0 for 5 in the red zone. So they know that job one going into this preseason game, second to last preseason game, and what is most likely their last chance to get on the field, their first job is to just get in the end zone.
Every drive we get, we get the ball. We don't want to end it with a field goal, although that's good, but we also want to finish it with a touchdown, whether that's, me throwing the ball or one of our backs running the ball in. So we have plenty of playmakers. We had a bunch of firepower. It's just our job, finish the job once we get down there in the red zone.
This will be our last chance. I mean, I don't see any starters going out there against Detroit, so obviously we want to make sure that we're sharp this week. And this is a tough defense that we're going against. Just taking a glimpse at them on film today, these guys fly around, they fly to the ball, they fill gaps, so this is going to be a great test for us to see where we're at. And, our last, dress rehearsal before the real thing kick off.
Saturday will also be the first test for the revamped offensive line with Cordy Glenn back in the lineup at left tackle. Rookie Chantrell Henderson flipped to the right side to play right tackle. And Eric Pierce kicked inside to play right guard. Offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett says it's all about getting their best players on the field.
I think that's always the biggest thing for us is we always want to have the best players out there, and we want to make sure that we got the right guys, and getting Cordy back is obviously a huge benefit, but there's been a lot of good play from some other guys, so we want to be sure we shuffle them around and get the best combination and go forward.
On defense, Buffalo's secondary will be tested by a very tall Tampa Bay receiving corps that includes the veteran Vincent Jackson and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers first-round draft pick Mike Evans. Bills defensive end Corey Graham says that receiving tandem is very similar to what the Bills will face in week one against Chicago.
It's perfect. I mean, we have an opportunity to play against some big receivers. We know that going into the first week of the season, it's going to be very similar with the same type of receivers and things like that. So it's definitely, we're looking forward to having an opportunity to go out there playing against these guys, seeing how we match up with these guys and seeing what we can do.
Saturday will also be a first for Buffalo natives on the roster like linebacker Jimmy Gaines and wide receiver Mike Williams to play for the first time as a pro in their hometown NFL stadium.
It's a dream come true. Just growing up as a child, just watching the greats play over at Ralph Wilson Stadium, and having the opportunity to do that is amazing.
Oh, it's going to be surreal. I just could just imagine this. It's going to be like when I first got called out for my first NFL game. So I can't wait for it to happen. I can't wait for all my family to be there to see me because it's their last game getting tickets. But but I can't wait.
Well, Murph, as important as this game is for the offense, they could be without one of their best weapons in Sammy Watkins, who suffered bruised ribs last week, limited all week in practice this week, and was not cleared by the doctors as of Thursday. So this offense goes in without one of their weapons. How bad do they need to get that touchdown?
Well, they need to get a touchdown, and even E.J. Manuel admitted that, although he would not even contemplate what happens if they don't get the touchdown. He's not even going to accept the fact that that might not happen. They're also up against this, Chris. They're going up against a Tampa Bay defense that is very similar in style to what they will see against the Bears in the opener, so I don't think the Bills want to show their hand too much about their red zone plans or any plans offensively that the Bears can take and look at and use 2 weeks hence. But for confidence' sake, I mean, we've seen the offense out here. They're moving the ball pretty well. They did move the ball very well, actually, in the Pittsburgh game, but they do need to punch it in the end zone.
Yeah, four of their first five possessions against Pittsburgh went for 9 plays or more, and each of them went for at least 45 yards. So they are moving it, just not getting it in the end zone just yet. We'll see if they can do that on Saturday. Kickoff is set for 4:30. Murph will have the call on the Bills radio network with Mark Kelso. We'll have full postgame coverage here on BuffaloBills.com. For John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Focus.